Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 920 for Saturday, February 10th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Down 3 to number 20, Root by Cole Whirley, published by Leader Games, with 16,040, a decline of 2,118 or 12% from last week, and also about 950 fewer than last week's number 20. After popping into the top 10 for a week, the volatility of hegemony continues. It's gone from 32 to 6, and now back down to 19. It's by Varnavas Timotheou and Vangelis Bahiartakis, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with 17,153 views, 1,100 more than Root, a decline of 39%. Repeating at number 18, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 17,640, about 500 more than hegemony, and a decline of 3%. Moving back up three positions, swapping places with Root, actually, going from 20 to 17, Wingspan. Elizabeth Hargrave is the designer, Stonemaier Games the publisher, 18,317 the number of views. The gap is about 700 views back to Terraforming Mars, and it's a gain of about 8%. Re-entering at number 16, Last Light by Roy Kennedy, published by Gray Fox Games, with 18,538, 221 more than Wingspan, and more than double what it had last week. Last week's number 1 tumbles down to number 15, Triumph by Raymond De Maria and Valdemar Gumieni, published by Phalanx, with 20,140, 1,600 more than Last Light, but a decline of 69%, or more than 45,000 views, fewer than it had last week. This marks the 78th time a number 1 has missed the top 10 altogether the following week, the last time 5 weeks ago with The Veil of Eternity. Repeating at number 14 for the second week in a row, Dune, Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 21,195. 1,000 more than Triumph, a decline of about 3%. Climbing two spots for the second week in a row, from 17 to 15 to 13, The White Castle, by Sheila Santos and Israel Sendrero, published by DeVere, with 21,555. 360 more than Dune, a gain of 6%. Now, the last time The White Castle was in the top 10 was December 23rd. It was number 6. And since then, its positions have gone like this. It went from 6 to 11, 11, 15, 18, 17, 15, 13. So, on a resurgence, heading back in the direction of the top 10. Down one to number 12, or rather up one, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 21,935. 380 more than The White Castle, and it's a very slight decline of less than 1%. Rebounding back up a spot to where it was 2 weeks ago, from 12 to 11, Voidfall by Nigel Buckle and David Turchi, published by Mind Clash Games, with 21,942, 7 more than Spirit Island, and also a decline of just 1.7%. Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 new games in the top 10 this week. Falling out are from 1 to 15, Triumph, from 6 to 19, Hegemony, from 9, or rather from 3 to 40, Bloodstones, and from 9 to 47, The Plum Island Horror. Number 10, Earthborn Rangers by Adam and Brady Sadler, published by Earthborn Games, with 22,564, 622 more than Voidfall, a decline of 45% from where it was last week in the runner-up position at number 2, an 8-position decline. It's also about 1,600 fewer than last week's number 10. Number 9, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 23,048, about 500 more than Earthborn Rangers, and a decline of about 5%, and yet it manages to move back up a spot to number 9. Number 8, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On with 24,197, 1,100 more than Brass, but a decline of 25%, a 4-position loss. Now, this was the number 1 game 3 weeks ago. It's gone 1, 2, 4, 8. At that rate, it's going to be number 16 next week, right? Number 7, Euthia, by Tadeusz Spusta and Marketa Blachowa, published by Daya Games, with 24,453, 250 more than Dune, a gain of 57% from where it was last week at number 27, so a 20-position jump as it returns to the top 10 for the fourth time, and the first time in a year and a half. Euthia is spelled E-U-T-H-I-A, and its subtitle is Torment of Resurrection. It is, quote, an open-world sandbox RPG strategy game, unquote. And the blurb on Board Game Geek says it is, quote, inspired by role-playing game video game classics, unquote. Number 6, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 26,546, 2,000 more than Euthia, a decline of 11%, and it loses one position. This is Ark Nova's 110th game week in the top 10, making it the 9th game to reach that milestone. For the games that are ahead of it, or interested in the... You know, I wrote this down 3 weeks ago, and I'm not sure what I was getting at when I wrote it. So I'm just going to read it. It says, gaps for top 10. So this is just the number of weeks that the games that are longest running on the countdown have. Number one game has 242 weeks. The number two game has 234, an 8-week difference. Number three is 204, a 30-week difference. Then number four is 136. So the gap there is 68 weeks is the difference between the number three and the number four game. But then it's a gap of 10 weeks, 5 weeks, 5 weeks, 5 weeks, 1 week to where we are here with Ark Nova, and then 25 weeks back to the number 10 game that has 85 weeks. So knowing myself, I'm going to say what I was getting at was just kind of to give you a preview of Ark Nova's future. If it continues here in the top 10, every few weeks, it'll be making up an additional position in the longest running game list. Number 5, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 29,102, 2,500 more than Ark Nova, a gain of 9%, as after 2 weeks at number 8, it tacks on 3 positions. Number 4, Speakeasy, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 36,744, 7,500 more than Heat, and a debut at the number 4 position. The setting of Speakeasy is... Players are mobsters in 1920s Prohibition America, where alcohol was illegal. It's a worker placement game with card management. Number 3, ISS Vanguard, by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andrzej Betkiewicz, published by Awaken Realms, with 38,908. 2,200 more than Speakeasy, and more than double what it had last week at number 16, a 13-position jump. This is its 15th appearance in the top 10, and it returns after 14 months away, last charting in December of 2022. ISS Vanguard is a science fiction cooperative campaign game, and it appears that the reason here is there was a second wave of orders that are now arriving to backers. Number 2. Altered by Regis Bonacy, published by Equinox, with 48,804, nearly 10,000, better than ISS Vanguard, and the highest debut on the list. The setting of Altered is exploring a new, reshaped Earth after a mysterious event called the Confluence, and it is a card game. Number 1. Wormspan by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games with 63,317, 14,500 more than Altered, and a gain of more than double from where it was last week at number 7, as it climbs 6 positions to capture its second non-consecutive week at number 1. That mark of 63,000 is not quite good enough for the top 100, only number 119, but still a very impressive total. Oh, here is my additional comment about Altered. It's a trading card game with, quote, a new rarity system, deep evolving lore, innovative game mechanisms, and a fidgetal experience. Fidgetal. I'm going to say that means physical slash digital. Anyway, that was for Altered. Wormspan, though, is the number one game, and this is... I don't have a note here for why it jumped up to number one at this point. Is this when it was finally seeing wide release? Pre-orders were finally coming in? That's probably the reason. Good job, Wormspan. For Saturday, February 10th, 2024.